It is now 7:42 here at 8:40 KTIC. Chad Moyer with you, and it is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and we'll get an update on the markets and items influencing the markets. First of all, Roy, we need to remind folks about a workshop that you are putting on next week, right?
You bet. It'll be a full-blown options workshop. I'm going to be doing that for Dodge County Extension. And it will be held at the bowling alley in Dodge, Nebraska, and that's going to be Wednesday morning. It'll be a morning meeting. Anybody that's interested needs to call the Dodge County Extension office and make reservations. That's 727-2775.
Talk a little bit about that, if you will. Kind of give us a preview of the workshop, if you will, and how we utilize options in the market that we're in right now.
This is a good time to be thinking about using options because there's no margin calls on them. And the workshop basically is going to be everything about options that I can do in that period of time. I'm going to start out with the very basic about what are options, what's a put, what is a call, and how do they work. And then we'll be looking at some seasonal guidelines for when we might want to use certain kinds of option strategies. And then about the last half of it, I'm going to be going over in great detail different option strategies and how they work for me in the bull market of soybeans in 2003-2004. And these will be real-life examples. I've got the actual track record of how much I paid for the option, how much I sold it for, and what the net result of it was. So it should be pretty interesting to anybody that's thinking about using options.
And I heard you say contact the Dodge County Extension office to get signed up, right?
Yeah, you bet. That's right. They're going to want to know how many are coming because there's going to be a meal involved with it.
All right, very good. So we can call the office, get more information, get signed up. Let's talk a little bit about the markets and some items influencing the markets. Roy, what are you watching right now?
Well, we've seen a little bit of sell-off in the soybean market, and I think that's in anticipation that we're going to see more acres of soybeans planted this spring. This fertilizer price has really got people gun-shy in terms of thinking about increasing their corn acres. And so, we've seen the top in the soybean market at 1550 area. Now it's off a dollar or more from that. And looks like right now this week it's been consolidating around the 14 to 1420 area. The corn market's held together pretty well, and there's a lot of corn moving. I've rent some grain bins to other farmers, and they've been hauling the grain out of them and stopped at the elevator. And yeah, they're really busy, but they're willing to buy the grain and can take it right away. So I'd say the corn market's on pretty good footing right now. The soybean market, I think, is a little tenuous and subject to going down more than it has already.
Kind of those trends that you talked about there, do they kind of buck the trends that we usually see this time of year?
Well, they do. As I sit here and look at the charts, and we saw a pretty good, pretty pronounced low in the soybeans middle of January. That's about a month early, and then we got a nice rally off of that, $3 a bushel rally off of that. Which is normal, but usually that rally goes on into March and the first part of April. Well, here we are in the middle of March, and looking back, it looks like the top might have been around the first or second. So, those were weekend days. Actually, we're the third or fourth. If that's the case, then we're seeing the spring high about almost 2 months early in the soybeans and probably about a month early in the corn market.
So does that affect our strategy at all, or is it still incremental sales at this point?
Well, it's still incremental sales. You, at least on soybeans, probably want to try to make sales on a day, on an up day. And by the way, the overnight trading was higher last night, and we had a pretty good day yesterday. So, we're still at really high levels, and we could see the market go down 10% from here and still be higher than we've seen in many, many years. So if you've got crop that you want to sell, there's nothing wrong with selling it here, even though we're quite a ways off the top in the soybeans. Now, in the corn, we're we're still pretty close to the top. And, you know, if you got something that needs to be moved before planting time, why, there's nothing wrong with selling it now. I personally think we'll probably sometime this summer be higher, but it may take a long time. You know, we may be looking at July or so before we get another chance at prices like this.
Very good. For producers that would like to get more information, there are several ways to do that, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time being with us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.